Not sure if you've filed for your taxes yet, but if you haven't, there are some things you need to know about preventing tax-related ID theft. And joining us on our WTMJ hotline is Michelle Reinen, our consumer expert from DatCap. And tell us why it's important to file early, Michelle.
It's so important because an identity thief can get at your return before you do if you don't file early. And what I mean by that is if identity thief has enough information and they try and file your taxes before you do, they can misdirect that refund to themselves and take it away from you. And one way you can prevent this is to be sure that you file first and that you sign up for an identity theft protection PIN with both the federal IRS and the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. And that adds an extra layer of security to your tax filing to prevent anyone else from filing in your name.
You know, we tend to save things that we've downloaded on our computers. Is it a good idea to keep those returns in your computer file?
Well, it's going to be a loaded question. Ultimately, I'm going to say no, because we want to make sure that should your device get lost or stolen, you don't have excess information stored there. Also, if you let your guard down on securing your device and someone can get into it, that's more information stored on your device that someone can get after. Now, I know people want to be able to download the previous year's taxes and have all that auto-filled, but you can do that by storing that information offline, off your device, just loading it when you need to when you're performing your tax return and get it back off the device.
Now, what about those documents that you get that are, you know, the old-fashioned way? They're paper. They might be credit card offers. They might be bank statements, medical information. What should you do with those papers if you no longer need them?
Protect your identity by shredding those items. Shred those unneeded documents. Get yourself a microcut shredder and take care of them one by one as you clean out the file. If you're going to do a big purge, then find a shred event in your community to take those to and have them securely destroyed. So that way that information doesn't end up in the hands of an identity thief or blowing out in the wind somewhere on recycle day because they weren't shredded. You want that information destroyed securely.
Now, if you experience any kind of identity theft, what should you do, Michelle?
Well, first contact the entity that holds the information. And so if you experience financial identity theft, get in contact with your bank and your credit card company. But then what you do is you contact Consumer Protection so we can help walk you through the steps of placing a security freeze on your credit report, putting a fraud alert on different accounts. And you can reach us at 1-800-422-7128.